feast day to all of you. Pentecost is a special feast for us, obviously, the cathedral of the Holy Spirit. And ever since that first day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has been hard at work, very active in our world, bringing people to faith in Jesus Christ. Remember, the Holy Spirit has to work with the free will of humans. And you know how that goes. Our free will can be pretty stubborn, but he stays at it. The Spirit does not stop his activity, pouring out more love, more confidence in God, and more healing upon all of humanity, and especially to believers. Nothing can stop the Holy Spirit from advancing the kingdom of God. Nothing. Not persecution, not the death of his saints, not martyrdom, not the prince of darkness, not sin, not anything. We can't stop the Holy Spirit from being active. Do we believe that the Spirit of God wants to keep filling us with his life so that we can be his instruments in the world? He does. Do we believe that the Holy Spirit wants to fill us to overflowing with his power so that we can actually be ambassadors for Jesus Christ, bringing others to him in the world? Because he does. Do we believe the Holy Spirit allows us to change our culture, to become more a culture of life, of goodness, and holiness? Because he does. But he's working with the free will of our own human nature. But do we really believe that the Holy Spirit enables us to live differently in the world than a non-believer would live? Because he does. So are we living differently than non-believers? In every aspect of our lives, he is active, calling us to holiness of life. But do we recognize him and call out to him often enough? A prayer I try saying often is simply, "Come, Holy Spirit." That's it. Very simple, very short, and very effective. The Spirit of God is real, and when we don't know what to say, and believe it or not, sometimes I actually have nothing to say, or we don't know what to do, or we feel overwhelmed, to simply say, "Come, Holy Spirit." And if we're attentive, we will sense his presence. And something great begins to happen. On this feast of Pentecost, I encourage all of us to pray often, "Come, Holy Spirit." Don't have to tell him what to do, how he's supposed to do it. Just beg him to come. And he comes every time we ask him to. Every time. Just as the church teaches, every time we ask for an increase of faith, because it's a theological virtue, it's increased. Every time we ask for an increase of hope, it's increased. Every time we ask for an increase in love, it's increased. And every time we ask the Holy Spirit to come, he comes, because he's the one within us calling out. Pentecost is a wonderful feast. God has breathed new life into the world and into the church. The Holy Spirit is called upon in every sacrament, because it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that they get their power and life. Here at this altar, as we present unleavened bread and wine, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that they are changed into the very body of Christ for us. You will notice in the creed that when we profess our faith in the Holy Spirit, that is also where we profess our faith in the church. For the church is the very work of the Holy Spirit. Concretely, the very life of the church is the Holy Spirit active and alive in our world. And we are his members, parts of that body of Christ, which is his church. The Spirit is active and alive. May we pray often, "Come, Holy Spirit," for we are the very temple of the Holy Spirit, and He likes to live in us. Come, Holy Spirit. Every time, He answers.